Today's shir, Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Siman Tav Resh Chaf Tes. We're up to Sif Yud Ches. V'chein Asru L'Sachech B'Nisarim. So we're continuing on here with different types of Tzchach Pasul Midrabanan. So one of them, again, you guys are probably familiar with this from Bekiyas. V'chein Asru L'Sachech B'Nisarim. You're not allowed to go ahead and use like beams or planks, good word. Sherachman Arba, that have a width of 4 tfachim. Again, we talk about width, we're talking about width of the schach when you lie down the schach. Let's say you lie down the schach lengthwise, so there's a width of how wide the schach is, right? When you look up, when you're sitting in the sukkah, so the width is that which is directly above you. And so, for example, if you have 8 tefachim wide, obviously your head's going to be covered. So that's what we mean by width. We're going to have 3 terms. We're going to call the width, the length, and the thickness. Okay. So the length is the beam going all across the sukkah. Okay. And then you have the width of a particular, let's say, beam of schach or plank of schach that's above your head. That's what we call the width. The thickness is how thick the schach is going up towards the shamayim. So you have you have a very thin layer of schach, or you can have a thick piece of schach, and the thickness could actually be 1 tefach or 2 tefachim. So now let's get a feel for it. So he said like this: V'chein asu l'sachech b'nisarim she'rachvan arba. So it has a width above your head of 4 tefachim. It's asur to use those planks, slats, whatever you want to call them, afilu hafachan al tzidan. Even if you take those planks or those beams and you flip it on its side, so that now the thickness of that, right, the thickness of that neser now becomes your width. You know, you're happy? In other words, if you flip the neser, and let's say you have it 4, it's 4 tefachim wide, but the thickness is 2 tefachim. So now when you flip it on its side, so now you have schach that has a width of 2 tefachim above your head. But even so, it's going to be puzzle. Okay? Even so, he says, I'm going to explain to you. Now it doesn't have 4 tefachim anymore. Because now it's either 3 tefachim or 2 tefachim or 1 tefach. Because you flipped it on its thickness. And now its thickness above your head becomes now the width. You say, oh, it should be kosher. It's only 1 tefach wide. It's only 2 tefachim wide. So the answer is that, as you all know from the Bekiyas, that the neser itself, because it has a width of 4 tefachim, what happens is that whole neser gets deemed a piece of schach pasul. So even if you flip it on its side and now vis-a-vis your head, it's only 2 tefachim wide, that's not going to make a difference, because once there is a width of 4 tefachim, even if it's functioning on your schach as the thickness, it doesn't make a difference. Because once there is a width of what? Of 4 tefachim, that's it. It becomes schach pasul. So that's what he is going to spell out here in the Mishnah Berurah. Let's see. Sif Kaptan Memhe, Sherachvan Arba. So you have its width, Arba Tfachim. Shedomin Litikras Abayis. What's the Gzeira? The Gzeira is, and this is actually Machlokas Rishonim, what the Gzeira is, but he's going here with the high road approach, that it's Gzeira, Shedomin Litikras Abayis. It looks like the ceiling and the roof of a house. V'chayshinan shema yeshev tachas tikras habayis. That a person, v'choshesh, that a person might actually, if he would sit under a sukkah, be allowed to sit under a sukkah that has nesarim, that have the width of dalat vachim, he might come to sit under a bayis, shedarbo kol hashana, where he lives all year long. Bahu vaday pasul. And that's for sure pasul. The sukkah amarachmana. Because the Torah says sukkah, the low bias shall call Yemos Hashanah. And not a bias that you live in all year long. Now it's important to understand that a bias shall call Hashanah is not posel schach innately. It's posel because this was a bias. This was your bias shall call Hashanah. So there's no posel schach there, but you're not allowed, if it's your bias, you're not allowed to sit in a bias. A bias shall call Hashanah. If you have a bias shall call Hashanah, the whole roof has to be removed and turned into a whole new sukkah. You can't, even if it's mamish kosher, the schach. That's basically the gzeira. The gzeira is you might come to sit under the tikras habayis, and that's a psul of bayis shel kol hashana, Sukkah below Bayis Hakadosh. Yeah.
Two questions.
Yeah, planks, but they're smooth planks of wood. They're not like pieces of log of a tree. There's no problem taking a big thick log that might be 6 tefachim wide and putting it on your sukkah. It's only because it's a neser, which is domel letikras habayis. It's 4 tefachim and it's a plank or a beam, whatever you want to call it. Okay.
Also, if there's no tool in the actual beam, I'm putting it on the side, not
changing. No, that's the point. Oh, if there isn't, no. Because if it's not actual schach puzzle, it's just that you have 4 tefachim wide of schach above your head. So then now when you flip it, it's only 2 tefachim above your head. It should be, but since it gets a din of schach puzzle midirabanan, so then he's going to spell this out right now. Since it gets a din of schach puzzle midirabanan, we treat it like what? We treat it like putting up pieces of metal on your schach, because the Neser itself has a din of schach puzzle. So that's what he says. Look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Mem Vav, Hafran al Sidon, Hainu Shelo Hitil Rachvan al Asuka. It means he did not put this Neser lying it down by its width. Ela Hishkivan al Sidon. Rather, he laid it on its side, so now the thickness becomes the width. That's still going to be a problem. Even if now, She'ein Bahen Arba. Even if right now, when you flip it, there's not going to be a 4 tefachim of width. He says, "Lav dafka, hu adin afilu ein chusin mishlosha." The truth is, even if it's less than 3, even if it's 2 tefachim thick, it's now wide when you flipped it, it's still going to be puzzle. Batam, what's the reason? As we just said, the kevan the yesh shem psula leyan, since the neser has the status of it being puzzle, so nasu kishbudin shel matachos. It becomes like a shipud. What's a shipud? A skewer of metal that you're using and you're putting up on your what? On your schach, as your schach, which you know is obviously puzzle. Number one, because it's not givulei karka, and number two, it's not what? It's mekabel tuma. So it has two things going wrong. So there, it's shpudin shel barzel. Shalmatachos are psulin, no matter what, the sachich, bechol inyan shofcha, no matter how you flip it. So that's the pshat. The nisarim becomes ipso facto a chefza of pasul sach, so it's irrelevant how you lie it. Okay? Then he goes on and he says, b'mein barachvan arvok sheherim. However, if it doesn't have a width of dalid, it's going to be kasher. And you guys are all thinking back to the Gemara, 3 tefachim, 4 tefachim, what's the neser? Rav, Shmuel, it's a whole to do here. But now you see how he paskin. Okay, so he says, even if it's, I feel like meshupim, if it's less than 3 tefachim wide, right, and even if it's a nice, smooth plank, shedomim lekelin, it looks like a kli. Why is it like a kli? Because it has like a seeming functional purpose of being a beam to put on, okay, and it's nice and smooth. Might even be able to play stickball with it. So, still, it's still going to be permitted. Meikar adin. What? Let's see. Sif katan mem ches shedomin lechelim. The af al pi sheruuyin liyeshiva. And now he said, let's say you have it's like a 3 tefachim, right? And it's nice and smooth. So you have a nice smooth plank, the 3 tefachim wide, that you can actually sit on, right? So that's like mamash akli that can be mekabel tuma. Right, the gam ruin the shtamesh aleihen, and you could also use it for things. The hainu laniach ezed davar al gaban. You could put things on it. Remember, we had said that you shouldn't use things that are flat that you can put things on. And this is the rabban, even if it's not mekabel tuma. Afal pikein, as we said, ain mekabelim tuma. They're not mekabel tuma. Kevan shelo yichten liyeshiva velo l'shum tashmish. Since at the end of the day, you did not designate it for sitting on, and not for any tashmish, ella any usage, ella imdin lebinyan alaschira. It's set aside for going ahead and building with it or to sell. Therefore, v'gam mishum zeres tikra, amen. And there's no zeres tikra. Why she'ain regilis l'sachich habayis binisarim ksarim? Because it's not normal to go ahead and make your bias with nisarim that are so thin and not that wide. And therefore, there's no gzeres tikras habayis. Even if it's smooth, it's not mekabel tuma, and therefore, you'd be able to use it v'ikir adin. Now, what needs to be understood is, if you remember, there was an issur, if you remember, when we had pieces of wood, if you remember, that were pshute clay eights that are not mekabel tuma. We said midrabanan, if it's big enough that you can go ahead and place things on it, even though there is no receptacle, there is no base kibul, midrabanan, right? We saw that it's problematic. So here, he's saying it's not even a problem because you don't, these are not even pshute clay eights that have a real function unless you go ahead and designate it for some type of usage like Lidashiva or, okay, or other Shum Tashmish. Let's wait a second. Siv. Okay, then we finish up the Shulchan Aruch. Benagu shelo l'sachich b'hem klal. Says, however, the minhag is not to use any smooth planks, and this is where the whole shaila comes up, people using slats and things like that for their schach. Okay? Mehikar ha-din, you should be able to use, okay, thin, let's say, 1x2s or whatever, like things like these types of beams for your schach. But the minhag is not to go ahead and use them. What's the reason? So he says, Dilma asi l'sachich b'inyin shelo yeh matar yochal l'resham. So one reason they give is because if they're nice and smooth planks, you can put them up right next to each other and they will then like sort of like make like a sort of like a ceiling that even water and rain will not be able to come through when it rains. And there we'll see later on that there's a lechatchila, and it's a machlokes actually, but b'machmer lechatchila, not to have a sukkah where rain cannot come in at all. Again, but the evidence, okay. Anyway, so that's one reason. The yesh meri shorim shekasvu, the kahayim midina asr. Now he said it's a little more problematic. There are those that say today that midina, it's actually asr, not based on just minag. Since nowadays, they use even planks that are not four tefachim wide for the tikras habayis, therefore, it would be even aser meikar adin. Umikomakom yeshlachosh gam l'tamarishon, and also you should also be choshesh for the first reason, and therefore al kain. Let's say you have slats that for sure you will not use for a house, right? But they are okay. But they are smooth that you can lay up that maybe rain won't come in. So afal pisha ein bem zeres tikra sheim besachin bem b'teyan. Even if they don't have a zeres tikra because you're not going to use them for your house. You still should be chayshesh. Shisache kol kach. Shelo yu hakeshamim yordim b'seichay. Right? You still have to have the chash that maybe you'll come to go ahead and put them so close together that the geshamim won't be able to come through it. B'chol shekain bit shindlin. Okay, these are the types of koros that they use to put the shingles on. And again, that's the concern that these are items that. And planks that one, even though, again, what he's saying is there's two dinim here. One is that you have to worry that maybe certain planks or beams, even if it's less than four tefachim wide, are used for houses today. And there are some Yishonim that say if that's the case, it would have the Xeris Tikra and it'll be Aser Medina. And then he's saying, even if you're 100% confident you're dealing with thin slats and things like that, that for sure you're not going to, like the 1x2s or whatever they are, you're not going to use them for a house, still you have the concern of the geshem, and therefore you should not go ahead and use them based on the minhag. And then he says, "Choshekem b'shinlin." Okay, that's obviously those are like those slats that you would put together and or whatever they are to support the shingles. But again, to be concerned, you're going to go ahead and put them close to each other where the rain would not be able to come through, and therefore you shouldn't go ahead and do it. Sif katan. Nun, klal. So he says the minhag is not to use these for schach at all. Kasva poskim. Now he says as follows: Kasva poskim the b'shas at chak she'ein lahem b'mal asachich. This is a very important Mishnah Berurah here. He brings down the poskim that say in the shas at chak you have nothing to use for schach. Misachim b'nisarim afilu kishiyesh b'hen arba tvachim. You can go ahead and you can use nisarim, planks, beams, even if they have four tefachim wide. And this applies to all things that the chachamim asked Mishum gzeira, meaning mishum gzeira of sukkah. Aval inyan bracha, yesh deos paposkim. However, respect to a bracha, not so pashut, because, right, they asked it even with the other, the schach. So he says, ayin lakamon, simen tof reish ben tes, sivvav, uvechidusha yarajba bin yanenu, and chidusha yarajba an aninyan, daito noto yachol avarech. Their opinion is you would be able to make a bracha. What's the issue here? The issue here is that you're dealing with a gzeira d'rabbanon that's going to prevent you from being able to be mekayim mitzvah sukkah d'iraisa. And this is a big sugi on daf gimel and aleph in sukkah. And again, we have opinions here that even b'di'evet yesh kayach chachamim la'akor davar min ha'tayra with the gzeira, and therefore you even in a situation where you have no other sukkah, you still would not go in the sukkah. And if you went in the sukkah, you wouldn't be able to make a bracha. Again, others are chaylek and say in a situation where there's no other sukkah available, where the sukkah is possible, mishum gzeira, the chacham there said you can be yaitzei in such a sukkah, and you would be able to make a bracha. And it makes it sound like you would be able to make a bracha. Now the truth is, it's not with every psul derabbanan that we're talking about here, because there could be certain psul derabbanan that are not psul derabbanan of sukkah. Like, for example, when we talk about the psulei derabbanan that we had, let's say something was not mekabel, it was mekabel tuma only with the rabbanan. That's a different type of gzeira. The gzeira was on the tuma aspect. So that, there might not be any ability to go ahead and make the bracha the chodeis. You know, it might only be where it's a gzeira mitam schach, that they weren't gzeir in a situation where it's going to be oikir davar. Even b'shevi al tase. Now, this is a big chakira. You know why it's a big chakira? Because it's a big chakira because here, this is it's not merely oiker davar min atayra b'shevi al tase. Shevi al tase means we're not getting rid of the mitzvah per se. You would say you freeze. Here they're telling you you can't sit in that sukkah. That sukkah is going to be, they're actually making it possible, which is added lumdis, not for now, but for Inshir.